I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. This is America's Heroes Group. I am Cliff Kelly, and we have two people on the air that are just great. America's Heroes Group Roundtable Community Outreach. May is Mental Health Awareness and Asian American Heritage Month. But we have two folks on our live line that are just great. A lot of you remember, he's been on with us before, it's been some time, but we are just so pleased to have Lieutenant General Russell L. Honoré, retired Lieutenant General who served as the 33rd Commanding General of the U.S. Army, U.S. First Army, I should say, at Fort Gillem, Georgia, and advisory board member of America's Heroes Group. We're just so pleased to have him with us. Many of you remember the great things that he did. General Honoré developed a culture of preparedness and problem-solving with strategies and transforming individuals into take-charge leaders. You may remember as the commander of Joint Task Force Katrina, he became known as the Category 5 General for his striking leadership style in coordinating military relief efforts in post-hurricane New Orleans. You'll all remember that, Katrina, New Orleans. A decorated 37-year Army veteran and global authority on leadership and emergency preparedness, General Honoré now shares his no-nonsense approach to getting the job done by showing organizations how to successfully lead and execute a mission, drawing on his in-the-trenches experience, managing conflicts of both the natural and man-made variety. The general's disciplined leadership takes ways to inspire audiences in a range of fields, including business, management, government, military, and education. Authentic, uplifting, and never, as we said, stuck on stupid. General Honoré delivers a bracing dose of candor with real-world leadership lessons that will equip audiences with a mindset of global preparedness and instill confidence in tomorrow's leaders. General, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Cliff.
How you doing? It's so good. It's so good to hear your voice. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I guess I'm about to send you money for that glaring introduction.
you're just being on the air is enough, because you are just fantastic. Tell us, we need to introduce Dr. Arnold, because Dr. Arnold is, of course, our... He's the chair. Dr. Arnold is the chair of our organization, America's Heroes Group, rather, and he's the chair. Dr. Arnold, are you there?
I'm here, present and accounted for.
Great.
I'm just honored to be on the same radio station with General Honoré and the great governor of radio, Cliff Kelly, both veterans.
Well, thank you. That's great. That's wonderful. General Honoré, talk to us.
Well, what a time to be a veteran, looking at where we are today in our country fighting a war at home with this pandemic, where we lost over 100,000 of our people. And at the same time, we wake up in the recent days to civil unrest based on a man being killed by the police in the line of duty.
Yeah.
And because of no justice, no peace, we're not at peace right now in many of our major metropolitan areas. And we thought all our wars would be fought overseas. Now we're fighting a two-front war at home. One with civil disobedience, because there's no justice, no peace. That's been going on for decades. And now we still have the pandemic, still killing hundreds of our people a day. So we're in an unusual time in the history of our nation. But we need to stand strong. We will bear this out. And it gives rise for us to work together even more cross lines in our communities to deal with our differences and really finish signing that check that was promised in the Declaration of Independence, that we're all equally free. It's time to get that done.
You know, you're so on point. And the reason, one of the reasons, not the reason, one of the reasons, General Honoré, you are so well known is because of your capacity, your ability, and the fact of what you were able to do back during that disaster that we had. I mean, you were able to do so many things that folks didn't think could happen.
Well, I think we all need to be students of our Constitution. And if we understand that and we understand the purpose of the military, which is to secure the people of the United States, that's what's in the Constitution. It doesn't say anything in there about fighting wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. You know that, right?
Yes, right.
And the purpose that the Congress raised the Army, and I use the Army and I'm talking about all services, is to protect and secure the people of the United States. That's the purpose of it. And along the way, there have been some laws such as the Insurrection Act, and updated something called the Posse Comitatus Act, which prevent presidents from going in and taking over a state and employing federal troops, and an updated Insurrection Act that allow, after Katrina, that presidents can mobilize and move troops if they think the local government and authorities need help, or they cannot handle it. And normally that's done in collaboration. The intent to do that in collaboration with the governor. And we sit here on the eve of potentially, as in the case of Minnesota, of them mobilizing up to 11,000 National Guard troops in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And discussions between that governor and the Pentagon on having federal troops stand by to go assist in restoring order in Minneapolis and in St. Paul because you can't let the people burn their own house down. And what I'm talking about, we've learned more that the protests may have been infiltrated by bad actors who come with the intent of seeding the discontent and creating violence, thereby eroding the democracy as we know it. So we started off with a case of a bad cop on camera, multiple cameras.
Right.
Basically committing murder when the people said it's enough. We've had too many of these. We want justice. And because of that delayed action of days and hours and days, now we're into a nationwide civil disturbance happening, and where people and property, property is being destroyed and people are being injured. To say no justice, no peace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, that's totally correct. Dr. Arnold, what would you like to say to General Honore?
Oh, for, you know, other than saying that he is my hero and my icon
for no kidding.
How I conduct myself in life, I would like, you know, to say, you know, and you mentioned the pandemic, and one of the concerns I have, I'm working currently on an emergency agreement with the state to help out with the pandemic. And I'm really calling out because one of the committees I'm sitting on, they asked me to chair one of the committees for the equity branch. And the equity section of the Illinois Department of Public Health is actually very actively engaged. I first of all had to commend Governor the governor for actually pushing forward and putting things in place that make sense. The director of public health, Dr. Ezeki, and Governor Pritzker have been really working for the people. And so we've actually averted some of the deaths we would have had they not put the stay-at-home order in place and requiring people to wear masks so they make the right correct steps. One of the things we're worried about is also, you know, vaccinations like for influenza. We're worried about pediatric vaccinations not taking place right now. People have had a marked decrease in the ordering of those vaccines. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I'm really imploring people such as General Honore and yourself, Cliff, and I'm also a senior, but to push to make sure that seniors are taken care of in this country, and many of our veterans are seniors as well. So we have military personnel who are seniors. We have owners of companies who are seniors. If they, succumb to this infection with the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and it causes COVID-19, they, will have the loss of jobs as we go into the recovery period. We will have owners of jobs. And also, they are the owners and they are the runners of churches, synagogues, and mosques throughout the country. And if these people succumb to this, this illness, this pandemic, we are going to be in a very, very bad situation. So I'm pushing for people to get vaccinated for the flu in August rather than waiting to the end of the year, because if a second pandemic wave comes, we do not want people going to healthcare systems to get vaccinated for the flu. And actually, if we vaccinate them, we can prevent a secondary surge on top of a pandemic surge. So, you know, General Honore was very realistic when he was actually involved in the H1N1. He came and gave several talks in Chicago about that. And he also, with Katrina, made things real.
Yeah.
And he was dealing with what's really going on. And we have to make sure we have commanders like him in place and leadership like his in place.
That's true. That's very true. Very well put, Dr. Arnold. Response, General Honore?
Well, I think Dr. Arnold bring up a very good point, Colonel Arnold. When you talk about the situation as we see it now, there are a lot of people speak to the word of the new normal. And I wrote a book a few years ago about leadership in the new normal. And as we deal with the pandemic, trying to make our nation resilient to deal with this for not just months, but potentially years, and we looked at what's happening in the civil discourse right now in our country and maybe up to a third of our people without employment, and up to 200,000 dead by the 4th of July. I don't think the new normal won't be good enough. We need a new now leadership.
Yeah, I think you're totally correct. You tell we are so
normal wasn't good.
Yeah,
normal allowed cops to steal Aberrant cops, and I'm not talking about all police. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The normal that we knew for 400 years and for the last 15-20 years wasn't good enough. I mean, you look at the last administration, you look at this administration. No, we don't want a new normal. We want a new now. In other words, we can't go back after all of this expenditure of emotion and discourse and say we just going to dial the clock back to last December when we had a good economy without fixing the problems we have with law enforcement and without fixing the other problems we have. You know, on any given weekend in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, we've got two or three young African-American men killed by other African-American men.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't want that normal. We want the new now. We want people to raise hell about their debts just like we raised the hell about Mr. Floyd's death.
Yes.
Because every death by the hands of another human being is a crime against nature. It's a crime against our moral standing. But I didn't look at the paper this morning, but I bet between the two cities we've lost at least two people by young men of color shooting each other.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I tell you, well, you have such a great ability to really bring things about, General, that really need to be done. You did it before. Is there any way that you are able to do things now? Of course, we know you. You know, so many people know you. But do you have ideas that we need your help? We're desperate. It's simple as that, General Honore. Please.
The short-term play, we need to take stock of ourselves.
Okay.
That this, too, will pass.
Okay.
I think the new now is, the immediate is to get these other three officers charged, and I think people will go home.
Okay.
So just do it. You know, charging somebody is not prosecuting them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But just get it done.
Let's get the
motion past that, and then get your ass ready to vote in November.
Oh, I love it.
Okay?
get your ass ready to vote in November. I vote aye, General. What do you think about that, Dr. Arnold?
I think he is spot on. Absolutely. You know, and he was mentioned in a book. I've read his book, The New Normal, and then he had another book called Survival. Both of them are excellent books. So I'm hoping that this new now book is coming out soon because we need it on the shelf. We need it the new now yesterday.
But I think
you're absolutely right. This thing about, you know, the respect, the dignity, the honor that we carry as a people needs to be coming to the forefront, and we need to stop all this foolishness with this shooting each other and killing each other. Just like we can't blame someone else for killing us if we're killing ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true.
Right. And you know, I think it might give the cops, the police, the bad police, when they go around and deal with two or three shootings over a weekend where people are dead, well, so if they're killing themselves, I can kill them too.
Yes.
I mean, it's a damn shame.
I vote aye. Oh, my goodness. That's the no-nonsense approach of Governor Honore, that's for sure. You know, I have friends in New Orleans, and when you went through that situation there, you know, they knew what you were doing. And that was just, as many times as I will talk to you, I will never forget what a great job you did there. You may get tired of hearing me say that, but I have to say it because you help save some people that I know personally. You know, so
you know, we've come a long way as a nation.
Yeah,
but there's a couple anchors on our on our culture that we've come to accept that we shouldn't, and that's unequal instrument of justice.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought for 8 years that it would have gotten fixed. It didn't. We thought we had a chance.
We thought it, yeah, that's right.
But the forces didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now we're in a very volatile situation where the more people are against each other and oppose each other ideologically and politically is almost revered. We can't let that separate us as a people and as a nation.
That's true.
We fought too hard,
yep,
too many struggles to go backwards and to separate the nation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, General Honoré, this one question I have. You know, before I wrote this book, it was back in 2011, but it was Sectarian Social Disruption. And one section, one of the chapters, I focused on how unstable the infrastructure is, the critical infrastructure and key resource sectors in many of our communities. So we were already unstable. So now this pandemic has thrown a monkey wrench into this whole system that's already unstable. So, you know, as we come back out of this, what do you think we should be focusing on to rebuild our communities in the right way? And not, because we do have to go through recovery, but what's the step?
Well, I think recovery ought to be taking all those shovel-ready jobs and redo our dams, our interstate highways, and our bridges, and update public transportation inside our major metropolitan area. That put people to work. And that's an investment in the future. We got some of these systems 70 to 80 years old. And they're beyond their mean lifetime expectancy, as we saw that dam break last week up in Michigan. We need to fix our infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And the climate change is going to create more torrential rains and higher sea levels. We need to start dealing with that, and that put people to work.
Mm-hmm.
And when people can go to work, that's a big deal. It creates opportunities. And then everybody ought to get an equal piece of that work.
Yeah,
we can't be left out of this as a people, as a minorities. When that is done.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it certainly does.
Because there are going to be a lot of things that's not going to happen. You know, New Orleans is a destination city.
Yes, it is.
And once we've gone through this pandemic, it may take 4 or 5 years for people to come back and be comfortable at a Mardi Gras or coming there to get married or coming there for a convention. 20% of the state incomes come from tourism in New Orleans.
Yeah,
but we've got a lot of coastal land. We've got communities that need to be moved. We've got canals that need to be filled. Mm-hmm. We've got levees that need to be reinforced. Let's put people to work doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, you certainly. Yes. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No. This is absolutely. That's disagreeing with General Honoré.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know, we're you know, one of the things too is that we're citizen soldiers, and we are until we die, and even in afterlife, I think we'll come back and still be citizen soldiers. But this is something that, you know, what do you think the role for citizen soldiers is? Because we have so many veterans, we have other people who have incredible skills from the military that could be part of that rebuilding of this country. And do you think there's a role, or how do you see the role for our service members, and you know, who are either still, serving as service members in the Guard, you know, active duty in the Guard or veterans who have retired. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's still a role for us to play?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of your small business people are veterans. They want to run something. We need to have a faster pathway for them to be eligible through the SBA and mm-hmm. through the VA.
Right.
Why you got to go through all that with the VA to qualify for a contract? You don't know all the stuff they want you to go through. I've tried it two or three times to be able to compete for a job that the federal government or the state have. They didn't have any problem when you enlisted, identifying who you were. Now that you're out of the military, they want about 6 months of paperwork to prove that you were a veteran.
Oh.
I went to the VA to get some service, and the lady said, I need a copy of your DD-214.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not giving you a damn thing. You gave me the DD-214. Why would I want to give you something you gave me? Are you out of your mind?
Oh,
so all you got to do is look in that computer. You will find the damn DD-214.
That's so
very
funny.
Very good point, sir.
That is for you. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Then they said, well, we want to know what your disability is. I said, y'all gave me a disability. I get a check every month. Mm-hmm. Why in the hell would I tell you what my disabilities are that you're paying me for? We got to get beyond stupid, I'm telling you. And let veterans, well, the day you leave, you ought to leave with your DD-214 and stamp on there you authorized to do business as a veteran with the government. That's all it takes. And we'll be done with that.
General Honore, thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Arnold, of course. Doctor, thank you. And
thank you, Cliff.
And listen, yeah, thank you. The Honore, who served as the 33rd Commanding General of the U.S. First Army at Fort Gillem, Georgia, and Advisory Board Member of America's Heroes Group. And we just love him. He is just great. General, we'll be talking again. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
America's Heroes Group, let's get some politicians to help us out with that.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very well. Very well put.
One last request. I would like to have both of you being involved in this thing that we have with the seniors group that we're outreaching with for the state, because we got to help to protect these people. I'm hearing really tragic stories every day, the deaths of people that should not be leaving us so early. And I'm going to be reaching out to both of you about helping us with this campaign to save our seniors.
Be looking forward to
it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you both. All right. Stay with us now. We'll be back with more. This is America's Heroes Group.